Welcome back. It is late. I am tired.
I think we're both pretty tired.
Tired of a lot of things. Scale of 1 to 100, how many times do you think you said, I'm tired is the only thing that's wrong? What an 8.
Oh, 110 million.
Yeah, I'd have to definitely escalate that scale.
It's the biggest number one excuse of all time.
Oh, I'm tired. Easy.
I just need to get through this week.
Just 6 more weeks until what? I don't know. Just need to get through this week for real.
That's just the way it is.
Fuck it. Things will never be the same.
You know, you've held off in the past.
I'm not holding off. This is one of those episodes.
Yeah, I was just about to say it's one of those nights. It's one of those days.
No.
Just need to get through this week.
Just need to get through this week. But we're back. Y'all got through another week. You hear another PPS episode.
And congratulations. You guys did a good job. You should be proud of yourselves. And it's nice to know that you're rewarding yourselves with a good old PPS listen, because that's obviously the best way to treat yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a Google Chrome episode, though.
Well, sometimes that's how it is.
This episode was sponsored by Google Chrome, by Chromecast.
Honestly, you can always assume that, like, if we record after a certain time of the night, it just inherently becomes a Google Chrome episode.
And it's currently 11 o'clock. Even if we don't mean it to, yeah, like, even if it's not intentional.
It just happens. But you know what? Sometimes the Google Chrome episodes are the best kind, you know?
Maybe. You know, we say it's a Google Chrome episode, but we don't know what we look it up.
Yeah, that's true. Today is the definition of shooting the shit.
We ain't got no thoughts right now.
No thoughts behind our eyes or ears or anything. We are just
rage.
We are just going at it.
Pure rage.
Well, let me ask you: Is there anything that's been on your mind? You know, like been wanting to talk about? You know, get some takes off.
You can say what you want about Patrick Bateman, but his music taste was fire, though.
Dude, I mean, he was jamming out to, you know, Walking on Sunshine. You know, he liked Genesis. He liked Whitney Houston. I've seen takes that, you know, his music taste and stuff like that wasn't actually his own, but, like, you know, he was like regurgitating like information he had heard, you know, on like a magazine or something like that to other people to make it sound like he's a functioning member of society.
That,
in reality, he's not.
I actually like that take. I like that take a lot.
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. And I think it's very valid as well.
Yeah, because he did a ton of shit like that.
Yeah. Like, I can imagine in my head, like, Mark Zuckerberg regurgitating information to sound like a normal human being.
Have you seen the Letterboxd list that's like times where Andrew Garfield fought and defeated a lizard man, and it's Spider-Man? Yeah. And fucking Social Network.
And the Social Network. That's one of the better Letterboxd lists out there for sure. Or like that guy from Good Will Hunting, you know, like in the beginning of Good Will Hunting, where he's just like talking, like repeating the exact shit that he read in a book or something like that, and he's like, hey, you got that from a book. Like, yeah, you know, you could just say that shit to, no one's going to stop you and say, hey, you are regurgitating whatever you read in a certain, you know, whatever. So I don't know. I can imagine that was the case. But Patrick Bateman also enjoyed listening to music, like, on several occasions. So I'd like to think that he actually knew what he was doing.
He seemed knowledgeable about his music and very picky. So y'all need to just get through this week. I just need to return some videotapes.
Yeah, we are not the same.
We ain't the same for real. Nice. Very impressive. Now let's see Paul Allen's videotapes.
Impressive. Very nice. Now let's see the quote tweets.
We're back on our American Psycho shit.
Still haven't even rewatched it, by the way.
No, we did not.
Which is crazy.
It's funny, though.
Yeah. Honestly, one of these days we'll not be tired enough to actually be able to do it. But obviously we're just too tired and need to get through this week. You know how it is.
Yeah, got a lot of videotapes to return.
I wonder why he was returning the videotapes. Would you want to keep the video? But then, so what? Did the tapes get like erased before you returned them?
I don't
think
he ever actually even returned a videotape.
That's a good point. It was just an excuse to get out of situations. Which is the best excuse, by the way.
Patrick Bateman would be washed in this era because there's no returning videotapes.
Yeah, what's he gonna do? I have to erase some iCloud storage.
like unironically do. I get like a notification a day about my iCloud storage.
Honestly, spending like $1 to $2 to get like 50 gigs of iCloud storage is one of the best purchases you can make.
It's worth it, but I'm not going to do it. I don't actually have a reason to.
I do it, and it's really, because I mean, it makes like backups and stuff a lot easier, especially if you change phones often. Not that I do, but
who's changing their phone that often?
The thing is, like, me personally, I use, like, Apple everything. You know, my computer's an Apple, my phone's an Apple, my headphones are Apple, my watch is Apple. So it's like, I need the storage because all my stuff is on there.
And I'm a material girl.
Okay, man.
That's true. Maybe. That's a good sound, dude.
In the time since last week's episode where we talked about this, there have been, like, a trillion new different...
Dude, there's, like, a new Vanessa one
or Gregory like memes, and they somehow are only getting better.
They're funny. I just don't. They're so funny.
It's one dude who keeps doing it too. This is the one guy on TikTok who pumps out the sound.
He's carrying TikTok,
and he is just carrying the entire app because it's every single video I see.
The one where he starts crying.
that's unhinged, honestly.
Vanessa, what's up with these homies dissing my girl?
I saw that one earlier today. Vanessa, I threw up. You know what's funny about Five Nights at Freddy's security breach? Is that after a certain time, Vanessa just stops being a character. She literally just leaves the game. Not like actively. It's like the game developers forgot she existed.
Don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't expect you to have played through it or seen playthroughs of it. It's a long-ass game, for one.
I'm going after this, I'm just going to go lay in bed and watch Five Nights at Freddy's playthroughs.
Honestly, that is a beautiful move.
The Markiplier ones, obviously, those are the best ones.
Yeah, I mean, who else are you going to watch? Let's be honest here.
Fucking, I don't know. Who even played at Jacksepticeye? PewDiePie?
I'm not sure. I
Five Nights at Freddy's played there.
Yeah, he used to play Five Nights at Freddy's. I think he played the first couple of ones, but I don't remember him playing the other. I mean, when you think Five Nights at Freddy's, you think Markiplier.
Yeah, it's definitely all Markiplier for sure.
It's as simple as that. I watched his playthrough of Security Breach, but they're like 10 parts, each of which are like an hour long. One of them is 3.5 hours long.
I ain't got that. That's literally the Irish. Right,
that's 12 and a half hours of Five Nights at Freddy's. And it's not even because the game is that long. It's just because he kept on fucking up. So, I mean, it's not like a timed game. You know, it's a free roam game where you do it at your own pace. So.
Yeah, it's not like the originals.
Honestly, I don't know how I feel about it. I thought it was very strange. And like I said, the devs just forgot that Vanessa was a person that existed. And at a certain point, she just stops like being in the game. Not that I give a shit about that character, but like, I don't know. It's a very strange game. I recommend checking it out. I mean, if you're a fan of the series. But it also feels like it doesn't belong anywhere in the series, which I don't know. At a certain point, I felt like, and this was a long time ago, it's like, why are we still making more of these games?
You know, you should.
The answer is money.
Well, yeah, but you know, you should check out actually is the Pro Pod Show TikTok account.
That's very true.
Now that I posted on there daily. Now, well,
for a couple days, and then I stopped.
Daily uploads sometimes.
60% of the time it happens, 100% of the time.
It's good content.
I will be uploading more on there, though. I've just been busy the last couple of days because I'm moving back into school and stuff like that.
It's Raza does a great job. It's good content.
Hey, I honestly don't think they're like objectively, you know, bad TikTok. I think they're pretty solid. First TikTok we ever posted on that account, or I ever posted on that account, got 300 views. That has to count for something.
That was interesting.
I think it was because it was a Five Nights at Freddy's sound and like everyone and their mother is just getting those.
I will say, I think every TikTok since then has been better.
I don't disagree. Yeah, they've all been pretty solid. Honestly, dude, I don't even know how it happens because like my original strategy was like, oh, I'll scroll through the app until I get a sound that I think I can make a TikTok to and I'll make a TikTok with it. Now it's like I'm using my knowledge of TikTok sounds and thinking, what video can I make with this sound?
The creator mindset.
It's just my brain is too big for this. And one of these days, It'll pay off in a big way. But I think you're right. The other ones have been really good since the first one. The first one wasn't even a real TikTok. I just wanted to make a fucking Five Nights at Freddy's TikTok. The other TikToks are like actual TikToks. The last one, as of right now, is probably the best one of them.
That was so funny. Holy shit.
I don't know how it came to me, but it just did. And I was like, I have to do this.
Yeah. But it's good content. Go follow for real. This has so far been last episode part two.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like Five Nights at Freddy's and TikTok and whatnot.
It's topical.
It is topical.
Well, speaking of Five Nights at Freddy's, not Patrick Bateman, but...
Oh, that's true. But we always find out. We always find a way to bring Patrick Bateman into the conversation. Speaking of conversations, how about 250 conversation starters for any situation?
Oh, my God.
I'm not doing all 250 of these, but
God, conversation starters.
Yeah. So, tell me about yourself.
I got a good conversation starter. I'm gonna ask you this on a personal level, though. So try not, you all know,
shoot.
A shrimp fried this rice.
No way. Are you sure?
It was a question.
Are we just rerunning last week? Like, I mean,
no,
come on.
All right, let's not. It was funny. All right.
The first one is tell me about yourself, but we're not doing that because we would just there's nothing to tell about
you're right
about anyone.
Absolutely. Sorry about that. I dropped something.
Yeah. Nobody heard it. It's fine. It was a fly.
It was. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Fucking dumbass. Bird, insect, whatever a fly is. I don't know. Not a bird.
Yeah, fly's a bird, yeah.
It has wings. I mean, oh, this is a good one. Have you done anything exciting lately? How do we tell them?
No. God,
no. Oh, gosh. What made you smile today? How do we tell them?
You should smile more. Ain't nothing to smile about in my life.
Literally nothing. What's your favorite form of social media? The void.
I don't know if that's a... Yeah, I guess it is a conversation starter, but not a good conversation. I guess that's not
definitely
the point.
Not. Any conversation about social media is not good.
You know what's a good conversation starter? What's the worst movie you've watched recently?
Honestly, I haven't been watching a lot of movies recently. The last movie I saw was Don't Look Up, and it was fucking terrible. So I guess it's that.
Yeah, I agree. Don't Look Up was fucking dog shit, man. Like, I get it. You know what's the worst part about Don't Look Up? Is I think that everyone that didn't need to understand it does. But the people that don't understand...
won't get it.
Yeah, like, the people that need to understand won't get it.
They'll be like, interesting. What an interesting topic. Guess none of this matters.
Yeah, but an asteroid would never hit her, so... Because that's what the movie's about.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think... less about the message and more about the movie itself. Like, what was the point of any of that, bro?
Trump was bad, actually.
Oh, no way? Did you know the government is bad?
No fucking way, dude.
Yeah, it's this truly shocking development, but I can't believe it. You know, government is bad, and the big tech guys are going to take over, and all that's... Dude, did you watch the post-credit scene in that movie?
The one where she gets her head bit off by the...
Yeah.
Animal, yeah.
No, but I mean, more, I mean, everyone's fucking naked in that. It really was not necessary. That's all I have to say. I guess the entire thing was unnecessary. The thing about Adam McKay is I feel like all of his movies, like, or anything he does is extremely hit or miss. Like, if it's good, it'll be really good. And if it's bad, it's going to be unwatchable.
I'd be watching through the Adam McKay filmography like, oh, all right. The shit was ass.
I mean, he has some really good stuff. I mean, The Big Short is a really great movie. I haven't seen Vice, but I've heard really good things about it. And then I know he's one of the bigger guys in the Succession. With Succession, I think, like, either he writes it or directs it or something. And everyone loves Succession, but I haven't seen it. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say he's a bad director. But
Talk
this was...
freak, dude. I don't know why it was as long as it was.
Yeah, it's like 2.5 hours. An hour could have been shaved off the movie.
Yeah, 100%. That could have been like 1 hour 45 max.
And it felt so long, too.
It did. It felt...
Especially in the latter part of the movie.
It was grudgingly long, but... Marvel has ruined movies, by the way, with these post-credit scenes.
Yeah, for sure.
We got post-credit scenes for movies that are not getting sequels.
Yeah, they just like exist for the sake of existing. The other thing is that like I feel like they tried to make us care about the characters in the movie, but like why? Why am I supposed to care? You've given me no reason to care. Like Leonardo DiCaprio straight up cheats on his wife, and
Yep.
we're supposed to give a fuck. Like why?
Yeah, why did that was weird. Why did they do that?
I don't know.
It made no sense. He's
Like
supposed to be the good guy.
I can't support any character in the fucking movie because they're all ridiculous human beings. The only person I actually walked away like, oh yeah, I like that character was Timothée Chalamet because he
Really? I
was funny.
hated his character
Yeah.
in that movie.
I just thought he was funny. It's like they just told him to stand in front of the camera and he's like, okay, Timothy, do your thing. The cameras just pretend the cameras aren't even on. It's like they didn't even give him a script.
I don't think there was a script in general.
Yeah, that's true. They said fuck it.
What else is on there? On the, this is a Google Chrome episode, like we said.
What was the last good book you read, Erm?
Can't read.
Oh, this is a good one. Do you listen to any podcasts? Which is your
I
favorite?
dead ass don't.
Honestly, neither do I.
No, I think podcasts are bad, except ours for real.
Well, we're the only ones, so.
That's true.
But I couldn't even tell you the last podcast I listened to that was in PPS,
Do not be listening to podcasts for real.
which is kind of sad, but that's, you know, maybe that's the way it's supposed to be. What do you think is the best show on Netflix right now? Bro, have you heard about this really underground show? It's called Squid Game. I don't know if you've heard of it. I don't know if you've seen it.
I honestly don't know if Netflix has a really great show right now, or at least an original right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. The
Like
last
Squid
show on
Game.
Netflix I watched was Emily in Paris, and it was just okay, I guess.
Like Squid Game was captivating, but HBO Max is back on top and they're not going to be played with.
Yeah, I mean, you in terms of television, HBO just cannot be fucked with.
HBO's never being touched. Like, it's just not possible.
Have you been on any interesting trips lately? Good question. Go listen to last week's episode.
I've actually never been on an interesting trip.
Yeah, interesting trip downstairs and back upstairs.
Interesting trip to the fucking microwave in the kitchen.
Or the air fryer, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I want to be relatable, you know?
True.
Clearly, you don't have an air fryer.
Clearly, you don't own an air fryer. What do you think has been the best movie of the year so far? I haven't watched a single
It's
movie,
been 2 weeks.
it's been 2 weeks, so. What song do you wish you could put on right now? Hip to Be Square by
I was dead ass
Humiluz
gonna say,
Nunez.
like, either Hip to Be Square or Invisible Touch.
I'm skipping a bunch of these questions. They're so boring. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Please don't ask me that
I'm
question.
not gonna
That's too
answer that
stressful.
for legal purposes.
What's the best thing you've ever bought off Amazon? That's actually an interesting
Dude,
question.
do you know how many things I've bought off Amazon?
I mean, I've bought everything I
We'd
own
have
off
to
of
go by
Amazon,
like
bro.
year.
It's either, man, fuck, this is tough. It has to be a clothing item.
The
Like
hoodie.
something super comfortable. Yeah, maybe like a hoodie or sweatpants or something like that. But I mean, that sounds super cheap. Like, I don't know, some people's answer would be like, oh, the super cool minimalistic lamp that's on my desk. Like, oh, okay, sorry, I don't have Jeff Bezos money to buy a lamp. Sorry.
I don't know, honestly. Maybe I'd definitely have to go like by year because I've bought so much shit off Amazon. Like
So, what would you say
Amazon,
the best purchase of 2021 was?
that is a lot on, that's a lot of items.
I mean, it is. It's Amazon
Even
for crying out loud.
I can load up the buy history. Hold on. Thank God this isn't a video podcast or they'd be seeing me log into my Amazon account. You know what, we can do this. I think my history goes back to like 2016. All right, let's see. Where's my
You know the tweet that was like, just bought the Steve Harvey Fleshlight on Amazon?
Is that a thing?
I think about that all the time.
Is that real?
The tweet or the Fleshlight?
Both. Oh, I mean, I'm sure the tweet was real.
I'm pretty sure both are real. I remember the tweet existing because I saw it. I never clicked on that link, but I could
There ain't.
imagine it was
Hold
real.
on, I'm looking through. Oh, that jacket actually is really nice. That might be up there. That hoodie was also really nice.
So again, it's
Oh,
like
that
clothing item.
mouse pad. That I got like a desk long mouse pad. I'm still using it now to this day. It's phenomenal. Oh, that six pack of mask. Wow, I ordered that like a year ago. I still wear those. They're like the washable ones.
Yeah.
There ain't no way this 5 pages long, bruh. Just for 2021. I'd have to say it was either, the laptop case. I would have to say it was either the jacket or the hoodie or the masks. Probably the jacket,
very, though. Very socially aware of you to be including masks in the conversation.
I mean, they carry me to this day, so. Best purchase of 2022 so far is my wallet, my new wallet. Going through Amazon buy order history on the pod now.
This is what it's come to. What is the strangest dream you've had recently? This is interesting because I don't fucking remember.
I don't dream. Yeah, I don't. I just don't be dreaming like that.
I definitely dream, but I can't remember them to save my life. I mean, like, I always have interesting dreams, but I only remember them if they're, like, super poignant, and I haven't had one of those in months. What's your favorite book of all time? The American Psycho book, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. It's the only book I own.
Real talk, my favorite book of all time is Frankenstein by Mary Shelley.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say mine's probably Tuesdays with Morrie.
I've never read that, but everyone is like, it's so good. Oh, wait, no. What am I talking about? It's Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules. Come on, give me a break.
L, Dog Days is better.
Was that the fourth one? The third one?
It's not better than Roderick Rules. I'm trolling. I just picked a title I remembered. Is Roderick Rules the second or third one? You know what the actual best one is, though? It's Final Straw.
Bro, I don't remember any of them.
Nah, Final Straw was good. He's still making them, though. Like, come on. Yeah,
that's ridiculous. These two questions are really annoying because the first one is, who is your favorite celebrity couple? And the second one is, which celebrity couple do you wish would get back together? Like, what? You're 36.
You are literally a grown-ass man.
Give me a break. Oh, there's a couple here that I would love to ask, but I'm not actually going to because they could get a little controversial.
We need that, though. That's clicks.
Okay. Do you believe men and women can ever just be friends? I say yes, because I've experienced
that. I mean, yeah. There's just some types of people that can't, but in general, yeah.
Yeah, I actually agree with that sentiment. Like, in general, you should be able to. But
there's just some types of people that cannot.
Yeah. And like, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing either. Yeah, absolutely not. Because, I mean, you're completely, you know, blocking yourself off from being able to be friends with the other sex, so.
I would say that's a bad thing.
That's not a good thing. Not exactly. It's so funny. This category is first time you meet someone conversation starters. So it's like, are you having a good time? Why did you come here tonight? Was it a pain for you to get here tonight? Absolutely.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah. Always is. Traffic's terrible.
Yeah, it's... Oh, yeah. And with the snow coming in, it's going to be even worse, you know? Just,
yeah. I get some snow days,
though. For a
deeper
conversation. Oh, these are deep. When are you the most happy? How do we tell them? Yeah, these are actually, like, deep questions. These are better. These are honestly good questions compared to the other Google Chrome.
And not asking them.
Yeah, because it's like, I don't know. I'm not going to ask you, what are you most afraid of? Because, like, what are you going to say? Spiders?
I'm not. You would, though.
Yes, that is correct. I don't know, but there, I don't know, it's like, what is your biggest regret in life? What are your long-term goals? What has been your biggest? What has been your biggest accomplishment so far? Got to be the three-pitch inning.
I think by default, yeah.
What's the biggest risk you've ever taken? Buying Doge at 60 cents.
I didn't.
I never bought Doge in my life.
I bought Bitcoin at like 20, maybe.
That's not bad.
I have 4 Dogecoin.
You spent 80 cents. I bought Bitcoin at like 47,000 and it's at like 42,000 or something.
Obviously,
like that.
Yeah. He's definitely did that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's at 42,000 right now. So it's not exactly
like crazy.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I'm not worried about it. Tell me about the most life-changing piece of advice you've ever heard. Get paid, get laid, Gatorade. What always calms you down when you're really stressed out and upset? I actually have an answer for this.
What is it?
Like Bob Ross videos on YouTube.
That's, yeah. I feel like that's a lot of people. I feel like you're definitely not alone there.
Yeah, very soft, slow. Like, unironically, I very much enjoy ASMR. Like, I'll throw it on and go to bed in the back and have it playing in the background or something like that. So, what about you? What calms you down?
Absolutely nothing.
You're always on go. This is funny. How have your priorities changed in the last 10 years? Bro, 10 years ago, I was shitting myself. Like, what?
You were shitting yourself at 9 years old.
No, I was 10 years ago, first of all.
Oh, you're right. My fault. That's even worse, though. I don't know why, you know, never mind.
I was definitely not shitting myself, but I wasn't not shitting myself.
My priority is kind of get into the ice cream truck, dog. Like,
yeah, true. My priorities were, you know, beating the challenges on Madden and stuff like that. Give me a break.
Oh, those were the days. Madden was good then, too.
It was very good, yeah. What's the hardest thing you've ever done?
I'm legally not... to the recording booth.
Okay, man. I run a tight ship here, okay? What scares you most about the future? Showing up to recording on time next week.
What scares me most about the future? The fact that it's coming.
Yeah. I mean, we're all dying within like 15 years, so.
Probably, but like still.
Like, there was a time that I checked the weather app when I was in Dubai, and it was like very comparable temperatures in Dubai and here in DC in the middle of December.
That's, it's not good.
No. And remember, the government is bad. Watch Don't Look Up. Great. Such a good movie. It really teaches you about how the government is bad. this is... Okay. If you could invite one famous person to dinner, who would it be?
Well, it's obviously Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's not even a question. Man, I mean, I would do anything for a dinner with Jay-Z. Are you kidding me?
Even, you know, per se, give up $50,000.
Yeah, or any $50 million. What do I need the money for? You know, exactly. He'll teach me the ropes. Do you think social media is destroying our communication? I think it's
doing
the opposite. I mean...
Okay, no, it's destroying our communication skills. But it's not...
Okay, in that sense, maybe. But I mean, I feel like we're communicating more than ever.
It just opens doors. It doesn't, like, communication's more than that.
This is actually a good question. What piece of technology could you live without? I would say, like, my video games. Like, my video game console. I could probably live without them.
I honestly don't know if there's a single piece of technology I own I could live without.
I could live without my... consoles. I could probably live without my Apple Watch. If I could just wear a normal watch, I would survive. But that might be it. Like, what else could I possibly
give up? Everything I use for a purpose, and it's there for a reason. So,
oh yeah, what do you use your phone for?
Serotonin.
That's fair.
Obviously.
TikTok, go brr.
True. I think. Come on.
What is something you failed at recently? Everything.
Wow.
Conversation starters when networking? Yeah, absolutely fucking not.
Nah, skip that whole section, man. Absolutely not.
Funny conversation starters.
We'll see how funny they actually are.
Okay. Well, the first one is, do you ever sing in the shower? I'm not sure how this is supposed to be funny, but the answer is yes.
It's just wacky and whimsical, dude.
It's so quirky and so goofy.
I don't be talking anywhere, so no.
I play music in the shower and I sing along to it, so absolutely. What is the worst piece of advice you've ever gotten? I'm not sure.
No, actually, probably.
I don't talk to anyone, so I don't get bad advice. Yeah, true. Actually, worst piece of advice I've ever gotten is any gambling advice on Twitter. What is the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you recently?
I bet a Raza suggestion. I didn't.
Okay. Hey, I've been on fire lately, so
I would not admit anything embarrassing on PPS. So
true, very true. Tell me about the worst pickup line you've ever gotten. Well, you see, that requires people. You know what? Forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, look, another celebrity question. What's your favorite celebrity scandal right now? Oh, my God, you guys know about Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They broke up. Oh my gosh, that's so crazy. What's the worst thing you've ever worn? I only have drip, so I don't know.
Yeah, I have unlimited drip.
I've never looked bad a day in my life.
I'm literally William Drip Foe, so.
This is an unhinged question. If you could do anything illegal without getting in trouble, what would it be? What the fuck do you want me to say to that?
They literally like the Purge.
The feds are outside my door listening right now. They are waiting for me to make a bad move. When was the last time you laughed so hard you cried? That's actually a good question.
Probably
it was definitely
last week.
It was definitely
PPS.
No, oh, that's true. Cry, last week was fucking
That was funny, though.
Mine was definitely sometime in Dubai. So recently. What's the best prank you've ever played on someone? I don't really play
pranks. I don't pranks think I've ever pulled a prank on anybody.
What do you think is the funniest movie ever? I think we know our answer.
And if you don't know,
just rewind the episode a little bit.
We have to turn some videotapes.
Yeah. What makes you laugh even when you're upset? I've never laughed a day in my life.
I've never laughed before, actually.
What weird conspiracy theory do you believe? I feel like we've done episodes about this.
Yeah.
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's not.
It's not. Get a freaking grip.
Why would people say it is?
I mean, I understand the argument, but they're wrong. You know?
Yeah, they're definitely wrong. It's a hot dog. It's its own thing.
What is something that is really popular right now that will be ridiculous in 5 years?
We've already asked this a lot.
Yeah, the answer is you.
The show, the listener, or me?
I don't know. It's for you to interpret. There's conversation starters with kids.
No, I don't talk to children.
I mean, some of these, you know, can still be applicable. You know, do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
I do.
They definitely exist.
What's your favorite song? What is your favorite song right now?
Hip to be square.
Never heard that one, actually. I would enjoy a little bit of background information on that song, or maybe that album as a whole, you know, if you ever have the chance.
Well, my favorite song right now is not just about it's not just about, you know, the importance of trends and the pleasures of conformity. You know, it's a personal statement, you know, about the band itself.
Hey, Paul.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Bro, fuck that guy. He used to scare the shit out of me.
That guy was terrifying.
I'd say, unironically, my favorite song right now is probably, like, something off that new Weekend record. Like, probably, like, Less Than Zero or something like that. But also Hip to Be Square. Do you have a favorite Disney character?
Obviously, you know, Kronk.
Kronk is the goat, to be fair.
The poison for Kuzco.
Right. Everyone loves Kronk.
Kronk is fire.
Do you like to swim? No.
Nah.
I don't like
to swim. I cannot tell you the last time I've gone swimming.
What are you afraid of? Who's asking children these questions?
I'm afraid of what happens when you type 1987 in the difficulty menu of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh my dear gosh. Conversation starters on a first date. I swear to God, this was already a category earlier above. It was like meeting someone for the first time. A lot of these seem too personal to be first date questions. Like, what was this one? How did you become close with your best friend? Why would I give a shit about your best friend if we're on a date? Bro, there's like 30 of these. Gosh. None of them are good either. Did you hear about a big news story? Yeah, no fucking shit they've heard about it, bro. Conversation starters at a bar.
Oh, okay.
This is pretty much the same thing. Who are you here with? Are you having fun? What's your favorite place to hang out around here? Clearly not this place. Do you like this song?
This is how you'd be annoying at a bar.
This literally. Okay, here we go. Conversation starters with friends. What's your best tip for saving money?
Think I'd be saving money?
You think I can save money when Chipotle exists? Like, come on, man.
What are we saving money for exactly?
Yeah, like, it's not like our economy is going to shit or anything like that. Have you talked to so-and-so lately? I don't talk to anyone.
That's how you start drama for sure.
Honestly, very true. Like, that is a deliberately, you know, like, you ask that question to start drama.
Like, you were trolling or you're bored?
Oh, gosh. This is how I know a millennial wrote this article. What's the weirdest thing you've seen on Facebook recently?
Mark Zuckerberg's face.
Covered in sunscreen.
That picture is unbelievable.
Where is your favorite place to shop? Surely it's not Amazon.com.
It might actually be because I don't have to leave my house.
I mean, honestly, yeah. I don't remember the last time I went shopping somewhere that wasn't Amazon. Actually, I do because it was in Dubai, but that doesn't really count. You know, that was vacation. Like, actually on my own going somewhere? Never.
Be a man.
What app do you use every day?
There's
To any women listening, I use CoStar, you know. I really am in touch with the moon and my zodiac stuff, you know. To any of the women listening, you know, that you know, I love the moon, you know, and astrology. I'm just super into all that, so.
Name a constellation.
The Big Dipper, the Little Dipper. That's two.
That is two.
I'm too good at
those. Those are two different ones, yeah.
What is the weirdest thing in your fridge right now? I think if I answered that question, I'd be in legal trouble.
What the fuck? Obama's last name is in his fridge.
Come on, no, it's actually a magnet on my fridge.
Is it the one chicken wing?
Honestly, I wish that was still in my fridge.
They should have kept it for sure.
Yeah, bro, just keep it there as a trophy.
Have you ever seen those TikToks of the fucking like Bill Clocker and shit?
Those are disgusting.
Thank God I haven't graduated high school, dude. Holy shit.
Yeah, I would not. I mean, I never used my locker in high school, but if I did, that would be brutal. How can you tell when someone is lying? I have a superpower, so
I played Among Us. Oh my gosh. So.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That really helped me, you know, learn how to expose the fakes. This is hilarious. It's like they listen to us. Have you ever really kept a New Year's resolution? Anyways, if you could change your name, what would you change it to? Patrick Bateman.
Big Chungus. True. I don't know why that came to mind.
Freddy Fazbear.
Mr. Fazbear.
How would your life be different if social media didn't exist? I guess you wouldn't know.
I would have no idea. Yeah.
What do you think my best personality trait is? It seems like a very selfish question to ask a friend.
That definitely is. Yeah, that's a narcissist question.
Yeah, the answer is, by the way, everything. You know, I'm just the best there is. This is another selfish one. What did you notice first about me? Why does that matter?
Who cares?
Your stupid big fucking nose, bitch, if you really want to know. Goddamn. What is your favorite thing to do on your day off work? I don't think I'm able to answer this question.
I never really have a day off, especially mid-semester, so.
Yeah, it's only pain. What's the best compliment you've ever gotten? Honestly, I'm not sure, but this is a decent question.
I don't know. Anything physical, I love it when people tell me related.
I'm kind of in the same vein, but I also like it. Like, I love people. I like when people compliment my hair, because my hair is like the thing about myself I take the most serious. I like when people say I smell good, because it's actually like a common thing that I get is that I smell. I don't get it, but people say it. So it's honestly, maybe people say it like, and they're like, you know, teaming up to make me think that I actually do smell good. Like they're fucking with my mind, you know.
I highly doubt that's the fucking case.
No, man, there's a committee against me, and I have to keep an eye out for the fakes.
Well,
but that was the last question of the 250 conversation starters, of which I skipped many, but it was the last one.
What would you self-diagnose yourself with?
In terms of what?
I don't know, mental or physical things.
I don't know, having too much drip.
This may be Balenciaga. Maybe Prada.
This is something I don't know.
These are frame blue jeans. These are shoes that I picked up in Mexico.
Ooh.
This is maybe Prada. This is some sport thing. I don't know.
It's unironically the funniest video I've ever seen.
He literally is just like...
He's really William Drip-Foe, dude.
Dude, he's just living his best life.
They really should have let him have waves.
That would have been a god-tier decision.
Self-diagnosis is fun because, like, no one could tell you you're wrong except an actual doctor, but what's the chance you see one, you know?
Yeah, and also, what do they know? It's not like they went to school for, like, 30 years to get a degree.
30?
I don't know, man. It takes a long freaking time when you're a doctor.
Probably, like, 8 to 12.
Yeah, that's a long ass time.
It is forever.
The same website has like 250 truth or dare questions, 250 would you rather questions. Well, I definitely have to save these for future Google Chrome episodes.
Do you really have to?
I mean, it's entirely possible.
Yeah, you're right. We should save those. You know, we gotta have some content down the road, you know?
Yeah, you never know when that stuff might prove itself useful. Whenever I show up to the booth an hour late. I mean, to be fair, I will be back at school, so the chances of me actually doing, you know, shit at the times that we need to be doing stuff is significantly less than when I'm at home, but still gotta save up for future content, so we'll see.
I don't know what else to talk about. What's the best Spider-Man villain, you think?
In the comics, or that we've seen in the movies? Or
just overall.
Probably Green Goblin.
I think he's quite essential, you know?
Yeah, Green Goblin just feels like...
Green Goblin.
Stop. Green Goblin just feels like the Spider-Man villain, you know?
I think, honestly, I feel that way more for Doc Ock.
I don't know. Honestly, if anything, I'd give the nod more to, like, Venom over Doc Ock.
Yeah, maybe, because Venom is... I mean, if Andrew got a third movie, he probably would have fought Venom.
If Andrew got a third movie, yeah, he'd probably be fighting the entire Sinister Six. I don't know if Venom would be a part of that.
He's usually not.
The plan was for him to fight the Sinister Six. Maybe they would have thrown Venom in the mix. I mean, they threw Venom in Spider-Man 3 just for shits and giggles. So, and they might be making more Andrew Garfield content. Although, I really don't know how I feel about that. Like, I mean, like, these people have kind of had their, you know, their time. And I feel like, you know, the No Way Home was a good send-off for them. Just kind of leave it at that.
Andrew does not need a third movie, man.
I mean, does he deserve one? Probably. But does that mean they should make one? I don't think so. If you really thought he was deserving in the first place, you would have given him a third movie in the first place, you know? Not gone back and made one because, I don't know, everyone's horny for Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, he just felt bad. Like, yeah, no.
Like, it's way too late for that, you know? It's just too late.
Man, dude, Spider-Man 2 was like 8 years ago. Yeah, just hang it up. The Amazing Spider-Man 2, sorry. Spider-Man 2 was much longer ago than 8 years.
Wow, The Amazing Spider-Man 2 was 8 years ago. That's horrible, tragic. I'm gonna throw up.
Black Ops 2 came out 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
That's horrifying.
That's terrifying. 10 years?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting.
You know, the first Modern Warfare would be like a freshman or sophomore in high school right now.
Well, like 14 years old.
Yeah.
14, 15. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Modern Warfare 2 is like 13 years old or something. Gosh.
Yeah, gosh. It will be this year.
Bro, did you know that we're still in March 2020? I know, it's incredible. It's
so hard. What inspired you to say that?
The fact that we're in March 2020.
March 2022 on PPS can be hell.
It's going to be terrible. Just we're letting you know right now. Guys, COVID cases are going crazy. It's like we're in March 2020 all over again. I saw a TikTok that was like, I'm about to dust off my Nintendo Switch and start playing Animal Crossing again. And I was like, damn.
Oh my God.
I mean, the thing is that like while COVID, yes, is going crazy, I actually just had it. I don't know if you know. It's a bit of a Woj bomb. I did have COVID after coming home from Dubai. That's the most mild shit ever. It was like less than a cold, but I still had it by the letter of the law. Like my sister's probably had it worse than anyone else. More people are getting it now because it's like, I don't know, I guess the variant is super contagious or something like that.
Yeah, so it's like crazy contagious.
So the numbers are off the fucking charts right now. But the difference is now compared to 2 years ago is nobody seems to give a shit anymore.
We stopped caring. I mean, like people make March 2020 jokes, but if we had a month with the numbers in March 2020, it'd be a miracle.
It would be sensational.
We have worse days than the month of March 2020 now.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like, it's insane. Nobody gives a shit. Truly, nobody cares.
It doesn't get clicks anymore, so.
It's kind of sad to think about.
No, that's just how the cycle works.
Yeah, but it shouldn't. you know? I mean, I understand that the sentiment is that just because more people are getting it doesn't mean, you know, like you know, we have taken measures such that it's not as serious as it might have been 2 years ago. Like the vaccines, you know, they work, they do their job. You know, I didn't have not even a close to a terrible experience with it. Some other people did. It really depends, but I don't know. It doesn't mean that we should just throw our hands up and not give a shit anymore. Like, I got an email from school the other day that was like, we see that, you know, cases and everything are going off the rails, but we are not changing our approach to this semester at all. And I was like, okay, your funeral, I guess.
It's your funeral.
Yes, I guess so. But I mean, hey, if I just had it, that means like, what, I have the antibodies in me for like 90 days. So shit, man, the next 3 months, we finna turn up.
Yeah, let's go crazy. Yeah, you're going crazy for half a semester.
Yeah, bro. Going crazy in my room in the dark playing Fortnite.
You did ass play Fortnite.
No. But I, in all fairness, I haven't had my Xbox. So when I get back to my Xbox, I actually do plan on maybe dabbling in some Fork Knife.
That is horrible.
It's making a comeback, per sources.
I would love to see who these sources are.
Oh, I got plenty of sources.
I feel like you don't.
Well, even if I didn't, you know, at least, like, I have myself. Like, I'm the source, and I'm obviously the best source there is.
True. You know, I get all my news from Raza, so.
Yeah, I'm my own news network and, you know, newspaper and magazine and all the above.
I'm a
Swiss Army knife.
He had a global empire of news for real.
Yeah. Who the hell is Mike Bloomberg?
I forgot about Mike Bloomberg. Holy shit.
I think everyone kind of collectively forgot about him after the election.
He didn't even make it to the election.
Yeah. I guess after the whatever you even want to call it.
He
just dropped off the face of the earth.
That was the sorriest fucking campaign I've ever seen.
It was pretty sorry.
That man did literally nothing and spent like $500 million.
Mike Bloomberg doing cardio.
He really was, though. I've never seen a more useless fucking campaign.
He was just there for the vibes.
He went out there at the DNC conventions and was just vibing on the mic.
He was literally getting destroyed. You know how bad you have to be to get destroyed by members of the Democratic Party?
Dude, he was getting cooked by, like, Joe Biden.
Yeah. Yeah, as President Joe Biden to you. Nah, bro, people uncovering that tweet from Kamala Harris from like 2 years ago where she's like, you'll get $2,000 every month if the pandemic continues. It's like, wah, wah,
wah, wah. That was kind of an awkward moment, huh?
It's very awky because that would be like $50,000 by now, so.
No way.
No, it wouldn't, but it's close to $50,000. I mean, if you think about it, the pandemic has been going on.
They took office 12 months ago, so it'd be like 24 grand.
That's still a shit ton of money.
That is a lot of money.
I mean, $12,000 for every tax-paying American. That's a bonkers amount of money that the government would have to spend. I mean, that's an entirely different story and argument and stuff like that, but it's like, you were so dead set on doing it, so it's like, where exactly is the money now?
I mean, you know how politics actually works. You only say stuff to get elected. Once you get elected, correct, then it's like, you know, who actually cares?
Yeah, we do not care.
They did make a lot of promises that absolutely will not be kept. For whatever reason.
But that's politics in a nutshell.
Yeah. It's bad. That's why you should watch Don't Look Up on Netflix.
True. Government bad. The movie.
Just watch Burn After Reading instead.
Just watch Melancholia. Actually, watch our TikToks.
True. That's the real answer. Why are you watching Don't Look Up for 2.5 hours when you can watch like all of our TikToks in like 5 minutes? And it's better.
Yeah. Or keep them on loop for 2.5 hours.
True. That's what you really should do, is leave them on loop.
So that the algorithm continues to favor us.
Yeah, absolutely. The all-seeing, all-eye, all-knowing algorithm.
Of China app.
But we're both exhausted at this point, so.
I'm falling asleep with the mic in my hand.
Yeah, I'm about there too, so I think we can wrap this up. If you somehow enjoyed, you know, you could follow our TikTok and Twitter at ProPodShow. I am at SpeeRiz, ITSBRIZZ. Raza is double. What? Oh my god. Raza is Raza U double underscore. And,